Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 22 and 23 and 32. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." You're an heir of the Promise Keeper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In our devotions this week, we have learned about the faith of an Old Testament hero named Abraham as he journeyed through this life. In today's scripture, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, the 12 men who left their families and all they had to follow Jesus. As the disciples traveled with Jesus, they did not have a home like you do. They did not travel with many possessions. Sometimes they did not know where their next meal would come from. Jesus knew the kind of feelings uncertainty stirs in human hearts. The disciples must have worried at times about not having enough. Jesus reminded them that he alone was enough for them. He used two of their most basic needs, food and clothes, as examples why they did not need to worry about their life. "Look at the birds," he told them. "God cares for animals even as these. He would certainly care for his disciples." Jesus walked by their side, teaching them God's truths. "Do not be afraid." His words gave them comfort and hope. We're not too different from the disciples, are we? Can you even remember a time you didn't have plentiful food and more clothes than you need? We have warm homes in winter and spaces to keep us cool in the summer. God knows you've got to pay the rent or tuition, buy groceries, and all the other bills. He is not saying, "Don't think about those things." He's saying, "Don't worry about them. Don't make them the aim of your life. If you're going to worry, worry about something important." Then he says, "But seek first his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well." Worry and fear lead us to doubt God's promises and his presence. That is not where God wants us to be. He has given us Jesus. Even greater than providing for our earthly needs, God has taken care of our biggest need, our need for a Savior. He has forgiven all our sins of worry and doubt. He has promised us his kingdom and all the blessings of living in his loving care. Your home in heaven is certain and already being prepared for you. You need not fear anything in this world or what will happen to you. You are an heir of this gift of eternal life. What a gift! Thank you, Jesus. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for providing for all our needs, especially our need for a Savior. You give us what we don't deserve. Help us to believe your promises and strengthen our faith until we are finally with you in heaven. Be with us, Lord. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.